Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction. The talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can always email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have Simeon W. Johnson. We'll be discussing his fantastic book, A Myopic Life Resonated from the Brink of the Abyss. Available for purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, LitPrime.com, or directly through his personal site, SimeonWJohnson.com. There, not only will you find more information on Simeon himself, but you'll find more information on this fantastic book, A Myopic Life. And then you have to go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or like I said, directly through the publishing company, LitPrime.com, to purchase the book. And I will say, if you guys haven't figured it out already, Simeon was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best movers in the business. And that's LitPrime.com. So if you have an opportunity, do yourself a favor and contact our great friends at LitPrime if you have a book that you want to get moved. And you can find out more information on them, of course, at LitPrime.com. And guys, listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have Simeon here on the line with us. The moment you go to his Amazon page, you go to his Barnes & Noble page, you start to do any research on the book, you instantly understand what we're going to be discussing. Now, first and foremost, it's a memoir of sorts, okay? So Simeon is going to be pulling from his direct experience, okay? It's a firsthand experience of his life story and how he became a Christian. Now, there's a magnificent origin story to this, and I'm not going to steal his thunder. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to leave that for Simeon. But at the end of the day, keep in mind, when you listen to the words that he says, when you go and you pick up the book and you read the words on the page, how can you implement the wisdom into your day-to-day lives? Because that is truly where the value of this book remains. We're going to be learning from his experience. And I love the fact that, guys, we know that through age, through just experience, right, and growing, we start to develop wisdom from our experience. Well, here's the great thing about that, guys, is it doesn't always have to be your experience where that wisdom is derived. And I absolutely love that because we're going to be stealing a ton of wisdom from Simeon today. So without further ado, sit back, strap in, and let's get ready for a fantastic ride. Simeon, first and foremost, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you so much for being a guest. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me today to interview, to be interviewed with an auspicious moment to be experienced.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Simeon, the pleasure is all ours. Okay. We're very much looking forward to this. And we're very much looking forward to, again, those words of wisdom that you're going to be able to relay. Now, oh, yeah. I know we have so much information to cover, Simeon. So without further ado, let's jump right in. A Myopic Life Resonated from the Brink of the Abyss. Tell us a little bit more about your book.
Well, again, my book is geared not so much to research, but from personal life experience, from my childhood. When I was a young man, I've always had a desire to serve God. And before I go to bed at night, I always pray to God to save my soul. And one afternoon on my father's bed, taking an afternoon nap, as always, before I go to bed at night, I always prayed for God to save my soul. And then with my hands clasped together on the bending knees, I prayed to the Lord to have mercy upon my soul. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, before the last word left my mouth, an awesome miraculous act of salvation took place in my life. There lying on my back, looking steadfast in the face of a holy angel of God with the most glorious of heavenly smile. And I will not go further as pertaining to the experience because it's an ineffable experience. One would only have to experience it for themselves. I cannot really go through all the details of how I felt. And from that moment, After I was awakened, I told my sister about my dream, and she encouraged me to go to church that Sunday, and I decided to go to church that Sunday. But before I did, I had my best friend whom I was, following in his footsteps, leading into the way of destruction, really. And I went to him and I said, would you be willing to go to church with me that Sunday to accept Christ? And he promised me he would. But that Saturday evening, I went looking for him and asked if he would go, and he said he was not ready yet. But as I know that, as the scripture says, every man has to give an account for his own salvation. And, you know, from there on, I have been a devoted follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Simeon, the next place that I wanted to go was your title. Now, there's something about it that is instantly just enticing, right? It's so intriguing. It really sucks you in. Now, talk to our listening audience. Why did you choose that title to be the representation for your book?
Well, as the name implied, A Myopic Life, meaning that I was blind in my pursuit of life, not knowing that I was heading for the road to destruction. And by that experience that I've had with the Lord, I've been resonated from the brink of the abyss. And that's how the title come about.
And now, in terms of inspiration, what inspired you to write this book? I mean, it very easily could have been an experience that you kept to yourself or verbally told those around you. But you didn't stop there. You wanted to put the words on the page and put it out for the public as well. What inspired you to do that?
Well, like I said, from that glorious experience I've had with the Lord, I could not keep it to my... As a matter of fact, when I had that experience, I did not tell many people about it because I did not want to be an ostentatious person to brag about the experience that I've had with the Lord, because there are those who will not believe. But the scripture says, what if some do not believe? Will that make the word of God of none effect? God forbid. And because of that experience, I said there is no way that I could not follow Christ, because if having that experience and I did not continue to serve God, Lord only know what would have happened to my soul. And I said, ever since that day, I have made a commitment to serve God. And I have never looked back since. I have many friends who have forsaken me. They have turned their back at me, on me. They laugh at me and say, it ain't going to last. But thanks be to God, I have rejected that opinion about me and the decision that I've made to serve God. And that's what motivated me to continue to serve God, because from the experience I have with the Lord, nothing of this world shall be able to separate me from the love of Christ. Tribulations or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness or perils or sword, no amount of rejections going to separate me from the love of Christ and the experience that I've had with my Lord.
There you have it. Guys, again, here in the line with Simeon W. Johnson. We're discussing his fantastic book, A Myopic Life Resonated from the Brink of the Abyss. Available for purchase through Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, or directly through the publishing company, LitPrime.com. You know, Simeon, next question that I'd love to go into. In your opinion, now, of course, you're pulling from your experience, and we know, based upon, you know, the number of times that you brought it up, you are very dedicated and committed to the Lord, right? Committed to Christianity. Now, I'm curious, Simeon, in terms of the book itself, would you say, because the moment anybody goes to your Amazon page, your Barnes & Noble page, they start to do any research on the book, they will naturally, as human beings are accustomed to doing, they'll start to formulate preconceived notions. Now, I want to give you the opportunity either to dispel any preconceived narratives or to double down. In your opinion, Simeon, is your book something that is geared specifically and solely for religious readers, or anybody, regardless of religious background or belief, can pick up your book and find value in the words on the page?
Well, it's more geared for the general general audience. As a matter of fact, in today's society, we've heard so much about people committing suicide, like veterans committing suicide every day. And my book has a plethora of valuable information that can explain to them the reasons for life. And if they would commit their lives to Christ, they will have a different outlook of life. As a matter of fact, you mentioned about Amazon and Barnes & Noble. There's not much there in explanation as much as if they go to my website, simeonwjohnson.com, they will have a whole lot more information to go by. Lots of reviews from, you know, very public people. And again, they will gain much more insight and information about the book on my website at simeonwjohnson.com. And Amazon and Barnes & Noble, there's just a short synopsis of the book. But at my website, they will have a plethora of information that they can glean from it.
Simeon, next question that I'd love to go into, and really a curiosity for myself. What would you say was a highlight for you in writing the book? Or if not a highlight, you know, maybe something that surprised you that you weren't expecting prior to embarking upon this journey?
Well, the highlight that I gained from it is that I've been getting a lot of reviews from influential people all around the world telling how much their lives have been changed from my story. And if nothing else, I have not written this book to gain awards of money, but just so that souls will be won to the kingdom of God. That is all, that is most important reasons for me writing this book, so that people will know that there is a God and He is everlasting. Nothing that the world can do to change my views and my opinion about Christ, because I've had the experience with the supernatural presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
As we start to tie out of this fantastic interview, Simeon, I'm curious, in addition to your own experience, what type of research did you do in preparation for the book?
Well, this book wasn't written chiefly on based upon research, but it based upon my personal experience. Like I said, the experience that I've had with the Lord, and from the way that the world is in today, and my friends who really was leading me in the pathway of destruction. And even on the morning when I got baptized, they were there laughing and saying that it's not going to last. I have lost many friends, my best friends, and they said it's not going to last. But my life today is a living experience and has proven them wrong. And once a man is changed and committed to serving God, nothing can change them from their personal relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm. And as we close out, final question here, Simeon. You know, being an artist myself, and I'm in a different medium. I'm an actor and a filmmaker based here in Los Angeles. But being an artist myself, I love having this platform to be able to pay it forward, in a sense, to other artists out there listening in. And in this instance, other authors, other writers out there. Now, Simeon, you are someone that has been through the process. You are an accomplished author. You've written your own narrative, but you've also then gone to the gauntlet of getting the book published. And anybody that has been through the process understands that writing the narrative is only half the battle. So I'd love to take this opportunity, Simeon, to steal any words of wisdom and any words of advice for any new writers out there listening in. What words of wisdom would you be able to give them?
Well, my words of wisdom is that if they go into writing just to make words of money, they will be disappointed. But if they go into writing for the love of it, and if they are truly inspired to write a book, again, it is said that words are the tools of thought by which both men and women do most of their thinking and communicate with each other. And it is within the contents of this truism that I've called these words and put it together and penned these books, not on my own wisdom, but from mental, much mental gymnastic and the perspective scarcity of the Spirit of God that allowed me to write this book. And I hope that whoever reads this book, they will gain from it a plethora of knowledge and understanding of why this author write this book.
There you have it. Guys, you know what I love so much about this? Is we're at the end of the interview now, right? We've covered so much information, yet we've barely scratched the surface. There's still so much left to be discovered, and that's why there's no getting around it. Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, LitPrime.com, and SimeonWJohnson.com are the places you have to go. A Myopic Life Resonated from the Brink of the Abyss is the title you have to pick up. And Simeon W. Johnson is the author you have to thank for bringing it to your table. You surely will not be disappointed. At the end of the day, regardless of what your religious background may be, the power of this book is not about trying to convert you to Christianity. It's about understanding Simeon's life, his experience, and his journey on becoming a Christian, and his journey to Christianity. And you get to benefit from the wisdom that he received along his path. I absolutely love that. I know you guys all do as well. Head on over there and pick up your book. Let's grow, let's develop, and let's educate ourselves. And it starts with this fantastic narrative. Simeon, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you once again for being a guest with us today on People of Distinction.
And thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure having this interview with you.